This is HPR episode 1985 entitled, Fixing Bug 1,092,571. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 4 minutes long. The summary is, can't mount drive with SIFS, but can with KiloSlave SMB.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
I'm at the Google Summer Code booth with Jeremy. We interviewed you before. How are you doing?
It's me. Hi. Yes.
I have a bug, and this is what FOSDEM is all about, getting bugs fixed. Basically, I can connect to a Windows server via Dolphin or Nautilus, but I can't connect via EGC FS tab. Why is that?
All right. So the reason is almost certainly that... I can tell you the difference between FSTAB and Nautilus. Nautilus uses libsmb client, which is code that we write as part of the Samba project. Yep. Now, libsmb client supports both SMB1 and SMB2, and Kerberos and NTLM. The kernel client is a little more limited. So the reason you can browse to it using Nautilus and go straight in is it's almost certainly using SMB2. The kernel client, depending on what the kernel is, may not be supporting SMB2. It certainly supports SMB1. If your Windows server has been upgraded and they may have turned off SMB1, then the kernel client won't be able to connect. You'll need an SMB2 kernel client in order to connect. Now, I haven't kept track of the kernel client because, like you, I often use Nautilus if I'm browsing to my Windows chairs. I don't use Windows if I'm browsing to my Samba chairs. So I usually use Nautilus for that. So I very rarely do a kernel mount. So you're going to have to check into the kernel version and whether it supports SMB2. The way to tell if this is the case is to run Wireshark, listen on port 445 between both client and server IP addresses, and then browse to it via Nautilus. And then save off the capture trace, look at it, and find out if the protocol listed in the protocols field is SMB2. If it is, try and do the same mount as you're doing normally from the kernel client, capture the same thing, and if you see it trying to open an SMB1 connection, you know what the problem is.
So what's the difference between SMB1 and SMB2?
Well, SMB2 is Microsoft's modern file sharing protocol. SMB1 is the original DOS version that went all the way up to Windows XP and Server 2003 or something. With Vista and above, they created a new protocol, SMB2. It's actually... funnily enough, with Samba to Samba, we could get the same performance out of SMB1 that Windows gets, had to create a new protocol to do, because we pipeline our reads and writes on the wire. They do that now with SMB2, but they had to change. They were so frightened of changing the SMB1 code in the Windows client, because nobody understands it anymore, that they invented a new protocol so that they could create a new client that they can fix. So that the SMB2 client pipelines reads and writes. They also integrated our idea of doing transport level encryption, so you can have an encrypted connection. That's actually with they had to wait for SMB3 to get that. But anyway, so SMB2 means SMB2 or above, which goes all the way up to 3.x. It's a more modern protocol. It's all handle based. It does much larger reads and writes. It does more asynchronous. It's kind of a more modern file sharing protocol, but we implement it anyway. So this is your fault for using a Windows server. If it was Samba, it would have just worked.
And with that, I'll thank you very, very much.
No problem.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.